The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Oh my God. Is this for real?
No, no, no. This is just a tape. Relax.
And now, the last radio station in association with Louder and Faster Unlimited present the phantasmagorical philosophizing of Swami Vava.
Well, it's been a slow train of coming. But having negotiated sundry obligations, observations, and ovulations, like the cross-eyed drunk on 70s water, and a mind filled of righteous wrongs, fate and booby traps, psycho-submissives, and other meandering Neanderthalithic minstrels, I was too fucked up to confess to either my inner priest or my inner lesbian. Here I am, just in time. Swami Vava.
You gotta tell him!
I have no better idea than you, dear listeners, where this train is bound. But wherever it is, it's got teeth and it's all pink on the inside. So join us like a stuck fucking dog, lest we have a failure to fornicate on this vision quest we call life, or an unreasonable facsimile thereof. We shall delve into the mystic and wallow like three-legged pigs in the mud-wrestling mysteries of life, learning, laughing, lust, and love, and whatever the hell else floats the boat, or better still, a little man in it.
it all about. Oh, wait, I don't give a crap.
Swami Baba. Just like you, I've spent too much time looking at the north end of a southbound mule just trying to plow my 40 acres and turn this rig around. And the artifacts and arrowheads unearthed as I plowed Mama Earth for what they're worth, or yours now to plow. From the never-ending list of things to think thoughtfully about, a.k.a. stuff I've learned about life, in random order, grab something and listen closely while you chow on these earfuls. Whoa, that's a little too close there. There you go. Why did they call it common sense when it's the least common of all? There's only two things that will make you survive this planet. Humor and compassion. Without these, thou art a dead man walking. Be happy with even your smallest achievements. For example, I have written what I believe to be the shortest and most definitive blues song of all time. Dun-dun-dun-dun, I woke up this morning, woke up dead. Thank you. Thank you very much. Why are dog and God the same words backwards? There's a reason for it, and I'll go into that a later day. Go with the flow, and remember that flow is also wolf spelled backwards. Chew on that for a while, see what you spit out. Everything is relative to the mind, including the mind itself. And facts are merely points at which understanding is temporarily satisfied. The old saying, "'Tis better to have loved and lost," than bullshit.
I used to have bad words.
Because A, it hurts like hell, and B, it's impossible to lose anything you truly love. It's energy. It only changes form. Like Daddy used to say, a person is a thoroughbred in double harness with a jackass. There is fear and there is love. Choose wisely. Also, there is beer and there are drugs. Again, choose wisely.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Uncle Mac used to say, if wishes were horses, we'd all ride away. He also used to say, get this thing out of my ass at church. Do your own man. Dear Aunt Gussie taught me, you are what you eat. So calling me a pussy is a compliment.
Oh, stop it.
Head for the hills, because the valley's already full of it. Sometimes the grass is greener on the other side because there's more shit over there. Don't ride the fence. It'll make your crotch wrong.
Mind if I pull the underwear out of my crack?
Guys will often ask me, Swami, what must I do to get chicks?
You would have to tell me, you know.
To which I respond, fucking chickens is just wrong, man.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Girls will often ask me, Swami, how do I find Mr. Wright? To which I respond, what the hell is wrong with Mr. Left?
Am I bad? Oh, yes.
Not to appreciate good music, real music, relevant, is to step on God's blue suede shoes. I wouldn't do that.
Brace yourself for immediate disintegration.
You have heard it said, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Barely, barely. This is why nature is a mother. Let me give you a little something to help you understand the real definition of the word cool, C-O-O-L. It stands for controlling our own lives. You ask me, is it okay to be gay? And I say, I remember when being gay just meant you were happy.
Nope, that ain't it.
It's good to be happy. Happy are the happy, but they are delirious.
Yeah.
Blessed are the blessed, for they are doubly blessed, and these will be fruitful, and shall have many more blessings. You ask me, what is the true religion? What is the meaning of life? And I say, right you are. What is the true religion? And as long as you ask, you will grow. And if truth had an end, it wouldn't be progressive. You can go from what is, to that which truly is. Religion is the way you choose to arrange the collective pieces of what. What is true? What is true for you? Let the true arrange itself and bypass religion. for no one here has a monopoly on truth. That is why Monopoly is a game. I know who I am. The rest of them I'll just have to figure it out as we follow the bouncing doll.
I have no idea what that meant.
Sheila in Shackles writes, "Dear one who reads what I write, will the truth set me free? And I say yes, because you are more true than the shackles that bind you. It is also true that truth hurts. If you're really into it, call me for a good time."
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
"Do you believe in capital punishment?" "Yes, the capital should be punished. Hard and often."
"We have to strike now, sir! Annihilate! Kill! Kill!"
"It's puppy mounds straining under the bonds and gags. Justice is already blindfolded. How do I feel about abortion? People who create children they don't want should be aborted. They who fuck not responsibly, fuck up. What about the death penalty, Swama?" "Swama? I can't even say my own name. Okay. What about the death penalty, Swama?" "Redundant, but right. But only to the extent that the judicial system is right, which has repeatedly proven itself wrong. Today I can't learn anything new. Bury me. I'm done." Hilda the Ho writes, "Should prostitution be legalized?" And I say we are all whoring ourselves anyway, trading our talents and time for money and pleasure. From the school marm to the crack whore. So, Yes, it should be legal.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
Star Stuff Stoner writes, should pot be legalized? Yep. This way you wouldn't have to worry about having one to piss in or a window to throw it out of, you dick. Only people with synesthesia are gonna see what you say. Okay, Bubby? Yeah, if you don't know what synesthesia means, look it up, wear it out. It's like a natural acid trip in a lot of ways. I've been asked, what is the meaning of life? It's in the damn dictionary. Look it up, use it, wear it out. Wear it out to dinner. The purpose of life is not having to answer dumbass questions.
Just the show. The show that, yes, was thrown into the bay 3 weeks ago and
they're not actors.
And struggled free of its chains and floated up, swam back to the studio here, climbed up the antenna, and is now running all the way down those little air wires right into your ear.
Swami Baba.
What do you think of terrorism? Well, same thing I think of any fundamentalist. They've gone mental and they ain't much fun. You got a right to be wrong in a free world and a right to be left. And we all got a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but not at the expense of others. If you step on my rights, you nullify yours, giving me the right to liberate your ass one way or another. I advocate peace and love, but even love can rear up and take a piece of your ass, and not in a nice way, to get your attention. Just ask my ex. The question comes up, do you believe in evolution or creation? Well, something has to be created before it can evolve. Science and religion are two sides of the same wooden nickel, trying to find truth in heads or tails, and leaving just enough splinters in your pocket to prick you into digging deeper. Sometimes I think the largest vegetable is the human being. That was bean.
Bean.
Bean. B-E-A-N.
Oh, bean.
The human being.
Demon being.
All right.
We're all human beings.
The key to enlightenment is finding the right switch.
Don't you con me with your mind expansion slop.
Swami Baba.
Some of my experiences on the path that I've chosen include being in touch with my inner lesbian, busting my ass, and releasing the Kundalini. Look it up. Having a child who is my best teacher of unconditional love, being raised fundamentalist, becoming a Latter-day flower child. I managed to survive the 70s and 80s with sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
And you rule out brain damage as well.
No smoking, no swearing, and don't take your clothes off for money.
I live in a trailer a stone's throw away from a one-horse town, minus the horse. The one underlying universal truth is like a rock that has been smashed, quarried, cut, set in a million pieces. But even a piece of this rock remains true to the whole and will lead you home again. We are all one archaeologist restoring the temple. A diamond is just a rock until it's shared. It really does all come down to love. Instead of wasting your precious time and energy, even when things are at their worst, eyeball the problem up and down, look straight into its eyes, and say, you know what? In spite of everything, I'm going to love you anyway. And there ain't a damn thing you can do about it.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
If our listeners want to get into further contact with you, how may they go about
it? They may contact me at swami_bubba@yahoo.com. It should have been Yahweh, like in that movie, but I could not access that at this particular time.
When can we hope to hear more pronouncements?
Whensoever the spirit moveth. I do channel distilled spirits, but those are the only ones I channel. I don't believe in this channeling shit. So much wisdom thrown through me at times.
It just all gets tangled.
We're on a mission from God.
What can you tell us, what inspired you to found this ministry that we are engaged in?
Necessity. You see, here we get back to the fundamentalists. We got too many people saying it's my way or the highway. And in the words of the great prophet John Lennon, all you need is love.
I got blisters on my fingers!
And so, my ministry is basically built on the foundation of understanding, tolerance. Can't we all get along? Let's cut through the bullshit and go for the truth. Let's do what works. And what works for you ain't necessarily what's going to work for me. But in your relationship, your deity, if you have one, him, her, it, they, she, it, shit, is your business. That's between you and your deity. And I got mine, you get yours. I always do. If they just put a flush handle on the television, the screen might go blank for long periods of time, but we'd be a lot better off for it. A lot of these reality shows, like the one we got on right now, serves as a replacement because people, quite frankly, love to see other people in worse shape than they are. And they love to see people beating up. And you take some of these reality shows, they're designed to be some type of game with a winner at the end. But what's the means to the end? Seeing how down, dirty, ugly, nasty, backstabbing you can be. Because in the TV world, it's as close as they're ever going to get to reality. Which is important to remember that TV, in no way, shape, form, or fashion, is reality.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Because if it is,
we're in bigger trouble than we thought, huh?
Welcome to hell.
Illogical.
But I can remember when I was a kid, we had three channels, ABC, CBS, and NBC. And they were in black and white, but that's beside the point. There were only three channels.
And we had to watch it by candlelight.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have electricity, but that's not the story at all.
People are coming up now in a universe where you have like 300 channels.
And there still ain't nothing on.
300 channels, and there's nothing that will engage your brain, that will sustain your attention for 60 or 90 minutes or 2 hours or whatever.
A constant irritant.
That's another one of the curses of TV, is shorten our attention span. People are abandoning books, they're abandoning libraries, they're abandoning higher learning in all of its forms for simple, mindless entertainment.
I've noticed that happening with my children now. They're, you know, they do like to read, so I should count my blessings there.
Absolutely.
But their attention span is somewhere on the order of about 30 or 60 seconds. And I think that is a direct result of television.
Well, that reminds me, I was watching an Ellen DeGeneres comedy special, and she said, with the bombardment of all the multimedia things, these eventually sitcoms will be 30 seconds. They'll be like commercials, because that'll be all our attention span can handle. That's all, folks.
Well, I'm going to see if I can put this stuff on the web stream. Do you want to give out a phone number or anything?
I'm not going to give out a phone number. Use the email address, swami_bubba@yahoo.com. Fair enough.
That'll work. Any parting words?
Of course. Parting words. Wrap it up, I'll take it.
The Swami Bubba program is a presentation of Louder and Faster Unlimited and came to you through the facilities of The Last Radio Station. No disclaimer is necessary because we frankly agree with everything the man says. Join us next time for Swami Bubba.